From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Earlier this week, more than 100 British Muslim leaders and organizations published an open letter to the so-called Islamic State, appealing for the release of UK aid worker Alan Henning, who was kidnapped after volunteering to bring relief supplies to Syrians under siege. Now, as Larry Miller reports, there's another plea to release Henning, but this one comes from outside the Islamic mainstream.
In a YouTube video directed at the Islamic State, two conservative British imams say Henning is a man of peace and holding him captive is totally forbidden under Islamic law. One of the imams, Shakil Beg, is criticized within his own community for being an extremist sympathizer.
I've campaigned for the release of our brothers in Guantanamo Bay. For the same reasons today, I stand with Alan Henning. There simply is no justification in our religion which allows you to continue to hold him, let alone harm him.
Henning was seen kneeling in the desert at the end of the video last week in which British aid worker David Haynes was executed. It was said Henning would be next to die. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove says he has little faith in the two-week-old ceasefire between Ukraine and pro-Russian militants fighting in the eastern part of the country. Speaking to reporters in Lithuania, NATO's top general says the agreement is in name only, and violence levels are as high as they were before the ceasefire. He says he hopes the creation of a buffer zone between government and rebel troops will help stabilize the situation. President Hamid Karzai's office says a deal has been reached to resolve Afghanistan's disputed presidential election. NPR's Sean Carberry reports the candidates are expected to sign a political agreement tomorrow.
The deal would create a national unity government and delegate limited powers to the loser of the election. The obstacle to the agreement was Abdullah Abdullah's demand that the final results not be made public. He has alleged that the UN-supervised audit of the vote did not eliminate what he has called industrial-scale fraud in favor of opponent Ashraf Ghani. Abdullah asked that the terms winner and loser not be used. While the details have not been released, President Karzai's spokesman says the candidates have agreed to the language for the announcement of the results. It's widely expected that Ghani will be declared Afghanistan's next president. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Stepped up security at the White House today after two security breaches in 24 hours. The Secret Service says a man was arrested today trying to get in the White House. Police say he drove his car to the gates and was arrested when he refused to leave. Last night, a 42-year-old Texas man was arrested for jumping over the fence. He got inside the doors before being caught. The president and his family had just left the White House for Camp David. Secret Service Director Julia Pearson says Friday's breach was one of the most significant since President Obama took office. And she says a review is underway. This is NPR. Firefighters are working to contain 9 major fires in California, mostly in tinder dry Northern California, where the conditions are ripe for fire to spread. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that most efforts are focused on the so-called King Fire east of Sacramento, which is only 10% contained.
Fire officials consider the King Fire to be the most dangerous of the blazes burning in the state currently. It more than doubled in size overnight Wednesday and has now burned more than 80,000 acres. Thousands of people have been evacuated in its path. To slow the flames, firefighters have dropped record amounts of fire retardant near the blaze, using more than 200,000 gallons in a single day. That's helped push the cost of the fire to more than $22 million. Earlier this week, authorities arrested a 37-year-old man on suspicion of deliberately setting the King Fire. He's being held on a $10 million bail. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Emmy Award-winning actress and singer Polly Bergen has died. A brunette with a warm, sultry voice, Bergen played leading roles in films, stage musicals, and TV dramas, including an eccentric widow in the 1995 movie Once Upon a Time, When We Were Colored.
Well, now, might that be your very own opinion, or are you just repeating what you've been told?
Well, Uncle Sammy say so. He say dogs and mules get more respect than a field worker do. And we all ought just to sit down and stop doing it.
Well, now, wouldn't we be in a sorry state if everyone thought the same as your Uncle Sammy?
She also hosted a variety series, and she made albums along with founding a thriving beauty products company. Polly Bergen was 84. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.